This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ. This is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 11th, 2024, reporting this week from Las Vegas, Nevada. As Hurricane Milton moved across Florida, amateur radio operators volunteering through the Amateur Radio Emergency Service, ARES, were stationed in the State Emergency Operations Center in county EOCs and at designated shelters in local communities. The volunteers utilized the amateur radio service to provide a communications link that works when all else fails. Florida has a robust ham radio communications network called SARnet that serves as the official link between EOCs during a storm. SARnet has been placed in a restricted net condition to ensure traffic could flow as needed. In times of crisis, the net is limited for agency and EOC emergency traffic only. The state of Florida provides the network microwave backbone between individually owned repeaters. ARRL's Director of Emergency Management, Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says the radio amateurs in Florida are well prepared. Florida hams have a lot of experience in emergency communications. They are well trained and have the necessary infrastructure and support from the state to serve, he said. Across the country, ham radio operators participated in several nets to assist the National Hurricane Center with gathering surface information about the storm. The Hurricane Watch Net and the VOIP Hurricane Net were both active. At the NHC, volunteer operators monitored each of these ham radio communications methods from a special station at the center, WX4NHC. Stan Broadway, N8BHL, assistant manager of the Hurricane Watch Net, reports that the net has concluded operation for Hurricane Milton. The net launched a 6-hour preparatory session on October 8, 2024, to log stations anticipating the storm. When they began monitoring on October 9th of 2024 to collect storm data as Milton approached the Gulf Coast of Florida, said Broadway. Overall, the net was in operation for 33 hours, operating on 7.268 megahertz and 14.325 megahertz as propagation allowed. Net sessions were very busy with reports which were forwarded to the National Hurricane Center. As always, we offer our thanks to nets and operators who stood aside to allow us a clear frequency. Our prayers are with those who suffered damage and loss from the storm, said Broadway. Rob Macedo, KD1CY, Director of Operations for the VOIP Hurricane Net, said the net secured on Thursday, October 10th at 11 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Informal system monitoring will occur through Thursday evening. Also, a reminder that due to the lengthy and overnight activation of the VOIP Hurricane Net for Major Hurricane Milton, the VOIP Hurricane Net Prep Net for Saturday, October 12th has been canceled. We wish to thank the reporting stations and our net controllers for their support during this activation that spanned 22 hours, he said. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is wrapping up its final cohort for 2024. 8 educators from across the country have gathered at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut this week to learn how to incorporate radio technology into their lessons. 85 educators have gotten hands-on with radio technology through the program in 2024. On Thursday, October 10th, as Hurricane Milton's remnants continued to roar across Florida, the group decoded GOES satellite images of the storm. As the decoded signals were converted to images, there were explanations of amazement in the conference room that serves as the training center. "Wow," said several teachers, almost in unison. Lisa Werner, KE8BMR of Mukawonago, Wisconsin, earned her technician class license during the week at TI. Experiences like the weather satellite decode opened her eyes to the broad possibilities of amateur radio. "I learned all the different things that can be done with ham radio. I thought it was just talking on the radio before coming to TI," she said. "Radio is central to TI, but the goal isn't just to create more hams. It is really about getting radio and radio technology back into the front of mind for students," said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. "By incorporating radio into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM lessons, the importance of radio communications in all aspects of modern and future life is demonstrated for generations that could take humans to Mars and beyond." We're excited for the future, and especially for the future of the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, said Goodgame. 2025 will be a strong year of growth for the program. We've continued to improve on our strong foundation, and groups like this cohort give us a lot of energy to look forward. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology is funded entirely by donations to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund. In the last 3 years, 175 educators have attended TI. There are 7 cohorts of the program in 2024, and the goal is to scale it to 16 for 2025, including taking the Institute on the road to different cities around the country. Keysven Obreeds W0AAE received the 2024 Hiram Percy Maxima Memorial Award during the ARRL Forum at the North Star Radio Convention, ARRL Minnesota State Convention, held in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota on Saturday, October 5th, 2024. Van Osbury is an active member of the radio community in Minnesota and at Iowa State University, where he is treasurer of the university's amateur radio club. He is active in the Minnesota Wireless Association and is regularly on the air with single sideband, CW RIDI, and other digital modes. In 2020, Van Osbury was part of the remote ham radio team that put up NU1AW on the air for the IARUHF contest. And in January 2024, he operated the NAQP single sideband contest in the single op low power assisted category, making over 1,000 contacts in under just 9 hours. The Hiram Percy Maxima Memorial Award consists of a $1,500 cash award and an engraved plaque that is given annually to a licensed radio amateur under the age of 21 who is a member of ARRL. The nominee's accomplishments and contributions to both the community of amateur radio and the local community should be of the most exemplary nature. Hiram Percy Maxim was an early 20th century industrialist and inventor who founded ARRL as the American Radio Relay League in 1914. ARRL also supports youth involvement in radio and radio technology through the ARRL Youth Membership, the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, and by awarding around $725,000 in scholarships each year. Visit www.arrl.org for more information. In 2018, the Piedmont Amateur Radio Club, PARC, an ARRL-affiliated club, launched an ambitious program to provide emergency communication following interruptions in power and internet during disasters in central Georgia and the southeast. WinLink was chosen as the principal mode of communication, and PARC was authorized to set up 6 WinLink gateways perched atop the Georgia Fall Line, which is the geological boundary between the Piedmont and coastal plain areas of the state. With some timely advertising, amateur radio emergency service, Aries Club members along the coast were encouraged to listen, pick their strongest gateway channel, and save it to the WinLink Express favorites. Why? Well, during a hurricane, it's just not time to update the propagation estimates for the channels. This year, PARC service was further improved when the club pointed its 20-40-meter beam antenna towards the predicted landfall of a hurricane. And right on cue, this year's hurricane season resulted in considerable WinLink traffic and put an even greater load on PARC's 6 gateways. During Hurricane Helene, one local hospital activated its ECOM station, donated by PARC. The regional coordinating hospital and local club members off-site began monitoring that frequency and were prepared to pass traffic. With the help of a generous grant from the ARRL Foundation, PARC also constructed a remote satellite station. The initial concept was to use the satellite station for recruitment, but the capability it offers has been so surprising that the club opted to find a way to incorporate a satellite station into its strategy for emergency communication during a disaster. The recent popularity in satellite communication, coupled with the natural appeal of space to a younger audience, could mean more energy and efficient traffic and fresh ideas on emergency communications. Establishing the programs, PARC has been most fortunate to have had help from organizations like ARRL, Aries, and WinLink and their members. The technology is complex. PARC is a volunteer-based organization. Capital is hard to come by, and the hours invested in building and maintaining ECOM systems may not always be appreciated. But PARC members are appreciative of any help from the ham community, especially help that keeps us from having to reinvent the wheel while serving an even larger population. And thanks to Larry Gage, Piedmont Amateur Radio Club, for providing information for this story. On Friday, October 25th, 2024, the University of Scranton will dedicate a state-of-the-art amateur radio station that serves students in the university's W3USR Amateur Radio Club. The station is also used for physics courses and research by students and faculty participating with the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, HAMSCI, project led by Nathaniel Frisell, Ph.D., W2NAF, Associate Professor of Physics and Engineering at Scranton. Research conducted using that facility has been supported by grants from the National Science Foundation, NASA, the Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC Foundation, and other organizations. The dedication ceremony will begin at 3:10 p.m. in the PNC Auditorium of the Loyola Science Center with a presentation about the station by Dr. Frisell and student members of the W3USR Amateur Radio Club. The dedication presentation, station open house, and reception are free of charge and open to the public. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Another satellite is added to the list with their new OSCAR number. MESAT-1 is now MESAT-1 OSCAR 122, or simply MO-122. Congratulations to them and their new satellite. Thanks to Drew, KO4MA, AMSAT VP of Operations, and OSCAR number administrator for the news. We are awaiting news from our team on the ground in Tampa area to see if the hotel will be available for our annual symposium in just under 2 weeks. If not, then we will be doing a virtual symposium like we did during COVID. We'll see. For the latest update, visit AMSAT.org. As there was a major hurricane and everyone is aware of what has happened in Florida, remember that when all else fails, there's ham radio. Satellites are not the greatest in emergencies, however, they are available, and FM satellites do not require much equipment, an HT and small beam antenna for 2 meter and 70 centimeter. Changing the radio to an all-mode 2 meter and 70 centimeter will allow you to work the sideband satellites, and there is plenty of space there to have an emergency QSO. You will be limited to when the satellites pass over your location. However, something is better than nothing. Any class operator can use the satellites. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, a lot of good contests. October 12th to the 13th is the Mark of Then RTTY contest. That's digital. October 12th, the QRP ARCI Fall QSO Party. That's CW. And October 12th through the 13th, the VHF UHF Nevada QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And also October 12th through the 13th, Oceana DX Contest, that is CW. And make sure you visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and more information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions on October 12th, the Rock Hill Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL South Carolina Section Convention. That's in Rock Hill, South Carolina. October 13th, it's the Nutmeg Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Connecticut State Convention. That's in Meridian, Connecticut. And October 18th through the 20th, Pacificon, sponsoring the ARRL Pacific Division Convention. That's in San Ramon, California. And finally this week, thanks to the Computer Geeks of America, the W2LPC repeater in South Plainfield, New Jersey, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.